Blog Talk Radio. shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine, but God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Will be forever mine. You are forever.
Amazing Grace. Hi, Pat. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Judy. Hi, Pat.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Hey, Judy.
How's it going, guys? How's your day?
Okay. Okay.
My day's good. I got to text you some pictures, Judy. Like, the last couple of days, I've seen the weirdest stuff, like, coming outside of my house in the morning, or just weird. Like, yesterday, I walked out of my house, and there was a duck in my front yard.
Really? Oh,
yeah. Wrap the ducky. He's going to join up with the wrap the rabbit.
I know.
We had fans in the chat room with her laugh.
Oh, gosh.
Make her laugh. We have to make her laugh. Let's see. Leah, I made barbecue chicken today. It was so good. Laugh.
Oh.
No, okay.
Love it. The laugh on the chicken.
Oh, it was such good barbecue chicken.
Oh, I bet. So good when you cook it outside.
Yeah. I know. It's 90 degrees here in Northern Cal.
Yeah, you guys are getting some really hot weather.
Nice.
Wow, and there's a fire alert, too. So, we pray for you.
There's nothing different there. You're always on fire.
That's right.
Oh,
California is, man. If you're like, this is the most evil place.
I love California. I'd be there in a heartbeat. I love it.
That's why you have me born here. Only ever lived in Cali because it's where all the shady people are.
I had a great visit with my sister. I loved it. I fell in love with it. It was like just stayed in my soul. It was so beautiful. Palm trees and the canyons and oh my gosh, I didn't know.
It is so pretty.
It's gorgeous.
I'm not gonna
it's
lie.
Gorgeous. No, it is beautiful there. It grabs your soul.
Yeah. It is. I love it here. Keith that's why you guys, if everybody just wants to come to California and live here in this little place, you can bring your sleeping bag. I mean, I'm getting that way in these days.
Yay.
Hey, Keith.
I'll be first online.
Hey, Keith.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi, Keith.
Hey.
Hey,
hi.
Okay.
Hey, honey.
How you doing?
I'm so excited our prayer got answered yesterday. Remember RCC, we all prayed that the Harvard, Alana told us about the Harvard thing, about that satanic group. Well, they canceled it. So, praise God.
Praise God.
Yeah. You think it was from our prayers, or do you think it happened before we prayed?
I think it's from our prayers because we have the power to. The Vatican said that they were unhappy with it, and I feel like our prayers reached God, and God put pressure on the Vatican, the people in power, to make it change,
Change, yeah. Yeah, Rome was very upset with this going on.
God works through people, so prayers make things, And it was cool that woman, there was a woman named Debbie, she was on the air not that long ago, and her daughter Beth, and I'd given her a word. We talked about it, and I gave her a word over her daughter Beth, and then she said that she went to visit her daughter, and after like 3 days she went to visit her, and when she went to visit her she was just amazed because the word that I gave her from the Lord had come completely 100% true. She was just amazed. Yeah, praise God. So I told you, you know, that's what God does. He gives us words, and it's even more exciting to see when it helps people, though. It just makes me feel good, makes her feel good, and her daughter, you know, that was exciting.
Wow.
Thank you for sharing that, because you guys, when prayers get answered, please don't forget to tell us. I mean, also yesterday there was a huge Keith prayed over Emily, and she was, the word was so spot on about her gifts. Jason was telling me later on in chat. I mean, she was so blessed by that. So thank you, and thank you for reporting back. And I have another praise request, praise report. Keith had us pray for Christine yesterday, and then she called in the morning show this morning, and she was totally healed, and she knew she was getting strep throat. And so
yesterday she had said, "Did you guys?" I told her what we prayed for you, and I told her, she goes, "Well, what did you pray?" And I told her what we prayed. And then she said, like a few hours, it was like later, she said, "I don't know what's going on, but I think your guys' prayers are working, because all of a sudden I'm just, it's not left, but I feel like it's going to leave." And then today she said, "It's leaving." So your guys, she said, RCC prayers 100% worked on me, because she didn't even take the stuff that I told her to take. They bought the wrong thing, so they weren't able to take it. And all of a sudden the throat thing was going away, and the swollen glands were coming down, and the headache was leaving, and so praise God.
Yeah.
God hears our... People don't realize the power we have in prayer. A lot of people just fiddle it off and think it's just, you know,
very
a waste
powerful.
Of time. But we have complete power. I mean, if God says that, what is that verse in the Bible? We all know the verse. If, you know, it takes two to fly. It means basically what it means. Say that, Judy.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst. That one?
Yeah.
No, the other one where, remember how it says it's like something that takes like 1,000 birds to one, you know that verse where what is that verse?
Yeah, basically get 1,000 to flight, because that's what our prayers are doing. I know what you're talking about.
So that basically means that, you know, like, you know, one person can move a rock, but two people can move a mountain, or, you know, or send 1,000 to flight, and only can imagine what 20, 30, or everyone else listening, hundreds of people can do.
Right,
you know, we can move mountains, you know.
What happens is people get lethargic and apathetic and discouraged because maybe their prayers don't always get answered, you know, so they quit. They just kind of lose hope. But listen, God does what he wants to do when he wants to do it. It's our responsibility to pray. And if he wants to manifest a healing and do it, that's up to him. We don't have any control of that, but we believe it. And that's right, Keith. We just have to keep doing it regardless. You know, we just keep doing it, and when we least expect it, you know, God comes through. You know, he just does what he wants to do. And we'll understand it all why, but
it's true. And sometimes, you know, like, sometimes he does it in the future. We think, well, he didn't answer it now, so he didn't answer our prayer. But we don't know, you know, a week later it could have been answered. God works through timing. So maybe he knew the timing would come up to that prayer to get answered, and he heard those prayers, you know. Don't ever think that the enemy is trying to block your prayer, because we have all authority and all power, and our prayers have all authority and all power. And when we run them through Jesus' name, that's why we pray in Jesus' name, because Jesus is there, Father God, he's up there in his throne, and he's there. And then we pray through Jesus. At the end of the prayer, we say, in Jesus' name, and Jesus takes our prayers to him, and he says, Father God, I've got a case before you. These people at RCC are praying for this person. And God says, okay. And Jesus says, here's the case. And he opens the Bible, because the enemy's over there. The enemy's saying, no, 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 it's all a lie. Forget it. He's always accusing us. But Jesus says, they've got the case. They're using the verse. The Bible says it's theirs. So now I'm asking you, Father God, you know, part of the Trinity, to manifest this. And Father God says, they have their case. They won their case. Go down and send it to them. And then the angels go and send us our prayers. So there's a process involved with it. But if we don't do our part, that process will never get started. It'll never go anywhere. You know, so pray. You can never pray enough. If there's anybody that has a gift of prayer, pray your heart away. I get so excited when I meet sometimes I'll run into certain women, and one of their gifts is praying, and I get, oh, man, because I don't have that gift. But I pray, you know, I talk to God throughout my day all the time. I'm chatting with them. Some women have that prayer, you know, that gift of prayer, and prayer warriors, and boy, man, they can move mountains by themselves. Shoot, Jesus, man.
Prayer is very powerful.
You know,
we don't realize how powerful it is.
Yeah, and also Leah's on the line, and I was talking to Leah the other day. I was on a little hike, and her and I were chatting on the phone, and Leah, can you talk about the miracle of what he did with your strep throat?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay,
Well, basically, I had been fasting, and then at the end of, like, my fast, I thought that I was like, oh, I just thought maybe, like, my throat was sore because, like, I hadn't drank anything. And then it started to just last and keep going on. And then I realized, because I, like, got a flashlight and I looked at my throat because it was, like, feeling, like really swollen. And I looked at my throat and then I looked in there and then I realized that I have strep throat. I mean, if you ever had it or you have kids, you know what it looks like. And I was just like, oh, man, because I was like, I didn't want to go to the emergency room because I did not sign up for Obamacare, obviously, and I'm self-employed, so all those medical bills are mine instantly because I don't carry insurance. And I was like, Lord, you know, like, I do not, you know, need another $3,000 bill. Like, I know we're leaving, but I just don't want to go to the emergency room and, you know, get charged $3,000 for them to tell me I have strep throat, right? And so I prayed about it with the Lord, and, like, the first thing I did, and it was before I even knew that I had strep throat, was I prayed for him to heal my throat, like, whatever was going on. And then when I started to see it, like, manifesting and turning into strep throat, then I just prayed more specifically, and I told him, or I shouldn't say, I asked him, to please, you know, heal my strep throat. And then, like, suddenly, like, day by day, a couple days went by, and it started to get better. But then all of a sudden, like, the next day I looked, and it was, like, completely gone. Like, there was no more, like, swelling. There was no more, like, gunky, like, stuff in my throat. And I was just, like, dancing all around, and I was, like, praising God. And I was like, thank you, Lord, you know, for taking my strep throat away. Because, I mean, if you, everybody knows, if you you don't have medical treatment, it can get pretty dicey when you have strep throat.
Yeah.
It can turn into something else. But I was, like, believing that the Lord would actually do what he said, and he would heal it. And so I was like, okay, I'm just waiting. And I waited, and he took care of it.
Wow. Praise God.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
That's so awesome. Sorry, I was cutting up watermelon for my kids. Yeah, the watermelons are amazing, but yeah, Leah, that's just so encouraging, you guys. I know, you know, when only one out of your 10 prayers get answered, I know it's easy to kind of be like, but don't. Just keep praying, you know. God does what he wants. And Joe, we're going to play telephone on Joe's sister because she's listening to the radio show. Welcome, sister. We love you. We're glad you're here. Joe, do you want to give us a name, or we can just call her Joe's sister or give her a fake name if you don't mind? And then we'll play telephone on her. And before I do that, I want to read Roman had a dream. He had a dream about all of us and dreams. Yeah, he had a dream about all of us marrying Jesus, so I'm going to read it. He said, Roman, you guys know Roman, he's in the chat room, he's one of our most blessed RCC people, he is just amazing. Anyway, he said, in his dream, Jesus was on the stage, and so was I and all the brides. And all the brides came, and I got swept in together in one. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And he said, and all the brides came, and I got sucked in together. Jesus was on the stage, and so was I, and all the brides came, and all the brides got sucked in together in one body. It was cool. And everyone became one person. All of us, as one person, were on the wooden stage with Jesus next to us, and we were getting married. I felt like it was just me and him getting married, but it was all of us in one body. That is very profound. Wow. Wonderful.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord, for such a... Now, see, that's why we have two radio shows a day, because God knew that right before he came back to get us, there would be a lot going on. So it's not just enough to have a morning show to talk about what God's doing. We have to talk about it in the evening, too. You know, and that's wonderful. Anyone that has dreams, visions, or any encounters with the Lord until he gets here, please call in and share. That's why we have this, okay? Jesus Christ is our pastor. All of us are sick of following a man. I am not in charge here. I don't know why people keep coming to me with their issues and saying that I'm RCC. Judy Smith is not RCC. Rapture Kitty is not RCC, okay? This is God's church. He's the pastor.
Amen.
If you want to come on the show and preach about holiness or whatever is on your heart, you are welcome to. Anyone that knows me knows. In the morning show, Carol, Tana, Michelle, have I ever told you what to preach and what you can and cannot say? No. I've never done that with anyone, Dustin or Jason or anybody. You know, this is your show. So if you want to call in and show Jesus off, and if you have a problem with Jesus' church, go to him. Don't come to me. Don't tell me, you know. But, you know, he wanted order. God told me, he said, I want order in my church, so I'd like you to please help keep the order. So I turn on the show, and I play music, and I do things, and we're all one family here together waiting for the Lord, excited to see him. So thank you, Roman, for sharing that. If anyone else has any other things they want to share, please call in. That's why
Judy,
we're here.
God has given me that vision about the train again today, you know, and I had shared with you guys before about it, you know. So the train is, we are the RCC, we're the rapture train. We're all on the train, okay, and sometimes it stops and sometimes it takes off and all, it's like a regular train. Well, we've got people getting, at every stop, we've got people getting on. These are people that the God has said, you know what, I want you to go listen to RCC. So he you know, whispers in some people's ears, and oh, you know what, I'm going to tell you about RCC. You should call in and listen to this great thing, RCC. Okay, so now all of a sudden we got a new person on the train who's never been here. You know, they're bizarre, strange, drug dealer. God knows what they are, but Jesus hung around all these people too. So Jesus is the one who's calling them on the train from all walks of life, all trenches of society, all colors, all races, all ages, everything, okay? These are Jesus' people, and he's escorting them onto the train. They come onto the train. They listen to RCC. The Lord shows me that, you know, they move into the center cabin where Pat's eating dinner with me and Judy and all the main people, Joe, and we're all eating dinner because we've been here a while. We're enjoying our trip, you know, and they decide if they want to stay. You know, sometimes they're like, oh, my gosh, I don't like Keith, or, oh, I love Pat. Okay, whatever, doesn't matter. And then they either sit down and join us, or they decide, you know what, this is not for me. I'm going to exit at the very next exit. In fact, I can't wait to get the heck off this darn train. So the next exit, they go, and we got a new person that comes on. You know, some people come in, they get our messages, they like them, or they stay or leave or whatever. Jesus told me today, he said, when they leave, send them with love. We love you, you know, and good luck to you in the world, and God bless you in the world, you know. May Jesus be with you. We send them our blessing, however you want to do that. But we don't judge them. We don't, you know, they may judge us. They may go like, oh, my gosh, I just, man, oh, man, I hate those messages. So-and-so talks about, oh, boy. That's okay, you know, because we have so many different people. There's no way you can have all ages, all whatever, in our church, all different kinds of people, and not have, everyone thinks a little bit differently, you know. We do have one Bible standard, but people sometimes, who knows, they say things differently. So we accept all of them. You know, if you take any of these people and you go to a regular church, they will lock you out. They will not let these people in the church. No, no, no. We accept them, though, because Jesus is our, he's our pastor, and he says, I want all the people in my church, whoever. Mm-hmm. He brings them to us. We do our thing. We talk our messages from the Lord. We encourage them. We love on them. If you don't like the person, then just let it go. Bring it to the Lord and pray about it. But don't take all that negativity and throw it in the church, because we don't want that. That's not for here. Our church is about love and encouragement, and we all love to encourage each other. So can you imagine what they want to hear? They want love and encouragement, too. So just always remember that with your, you know, what you're doing. God says love him more than anything else. Two commandments in the New Testament. One is to love God with all your heart and all your soul. Number two, love your neighbor. So just do everything out of love, and if you don't like that person, just don't even give them any energy. In fact, Jesus told me today that if you see someone in RCC that you do not like, do you know what he told me? He says, your eyes are now on them and not on me. You took your eyes off of Jesus, and now you put them on this person. And then you're wondering why there's so many problems, and you hate them, and you're angry and blah, blah, because you took your eyes off the Lord for that 1 second. You're like Peter. You went down in that water because you took your eyes off of Jesus. So if you don't like them, just let it go. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep it fun and happy and joyful. And, yeah, our church is about love, and we are about having fun and encouragement. You know, that is a strong theme in our church. Just because we preach love and encouragement does not mean we don't preach holiness, purity, and obedience. you know, we believe in all that stuff. But you can find that in your Bible. Okay? But we're here to preach love and encourage. Our main thing is definitely love and encouragement. We want to encourage people, Lord. We want to open your gifts up. We want to, you know, grow you, mature you in Christ. You know, before you leave that train, you're going to say, wow, thank you, Jesus, for sending me on that rapture train. Because, boy, I learned a whole lot. But that's what I'm saying. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. Always welcome whoever comes in the church, even if you hate their hair color or God knows what. Doesn't matter. Just welcome them, accept them. You know, if they tell you that they hate you and they say horrible things to you, just let it roll off your back, you know, because maybe they're learning. Maybe they just got in a big fight with their best friend, and now they're an RCC, and they're just venting it all out. Okay? Let it go. It don't matter, you know? And because, you know what? After a while, they're going to be like, oh, my gosh, you know, I feel so much love here. I really needed to heal during that time. I was going through that divorce, and I was so angry at the world. But after being in RCC, I just feel so much love, and all that's come off of me, and I've changed. We don't know what shoe people's are, what the shoes they're walking in. We don't know what's going on with their life. So that's why we don't want to judge them. We just want to love them, you know, just like you want love, they want love, too. You know, that's where the rest is saying, you know, and that's what I got to say.
Very good.
Thank you, Keith. Yeah, good point. Yeah. And, you know, we, there was, you know, a not-so-nice video made about RCC, accusing RCC of not being a place where holiness is, where you find holiness and respect for the Lord, and that's absolutely not true. But that was that person's opinion, okay? And they're free to express that. It would have been better if they came to whoever they have the issue with personally, but they made a public video, and so we had to address this issue, and that's okay. We can do that. We're family, okay? So sometimes people, the Lord leads people to walk away, and sometimes they have opinions, and then they make videos about us and accuse us of things, but we love them. We're not mad. We say, you know, God bless you. Come back when you're ready. If the Lord leads you back, if the Lord takes you away, be with the Lord. Just know that, you know, RCC, this is just a body of people who love his appearing. So we are waiting anxiously for the Lord, and he's the one that sets this whole thing up. He made us a church. None of us expected this. And he said he would be our pastor. And so we adore, worship, and love him. And we encourage everybody to call in. Obviously, somebody has to, like, you know, answer the calls. So that's me. I'm Judy. I answer the calls, okay? And, you know, there has to be, God said he wanted order, so that's about it. But please call in and share. And we're family here. We love you. You might not like what certain people say. That's okay, you know. Maybe the Lord's challenging you to love. You know, we don't divide over things. Rhodey's my good friend. Everybody knows Rhodey D from YouTube, right?
Yeah. Amen.
We've been good friends since December. There was a time where we talked to each other every single day on the phone. His son was having visions. My son, you guys know, he was having visions. And we're just good friends. Now, we don't agree on everything. You know, he doesn't agree with the music. I beg to differ. But we love each other, and we love his appearing. And so, you know, he's probably going to come on tonight. He called me late last night. He's all excited.
Good.
The Lord told Rhodey last night, the Lord told him that he was coming on. Well, the Lord gave him a bunch of information pointing that he would be coming on May 28th. And Rhodey was just over-the-top excited. He was talking so fast, I could barely, like, catch everything he was saying. He goes, but I'm going to make a video. He's like, I'm going to make a video. I'll try to make it tonight. I have to work. I'm going to try to make it. But I see he didn't make it, but he's going to try to sneak away from work for like 15 minutes and call in. I'm so excited for him to talk to us. He was just really excited last night about what the Lord had revealed to him. And I'm sure that he just hadn't put his video out yet because, you know, he did call late and he probably needed to get up for work or something. But that's just an example, you guys. We just, you know, there was a song that was played yesterday on the air that somebody sent to me, and I played it, and I didn't know that in the lyrics it had a word that wasn't, it was derogatory. It was not a nice word, but it was a rap song, and I didn't catch it. Well, then somebody said, hey, could you not play that song because of that word? I said, absolutely. Okay, so please express stuff, you know, if you need to. It's stuff like that, you know. Of course, I won't play that song again. You know, that's offensive to somebody, so, you know, we're not going to play that, but we believe that the Lord has shown us that we can worship to music. Obviously, I'm not going to worship to music that has cuss words in it. That's just not my thing, you know? But a lot of times, you know, with different music, you don't hear the words. So sorry, sorry, whoever that was, about that song. We didn't catch that, but I apologize. Anyway, okay, so let's pray for Liz, you guys. This is so exciting. Liz, wait, before we do that, we have 615 on the air. Hi, 615. This
is... Hey, it's Jim. How you guys doing?
Hey, Jim.
Oh, I'm so glad you called, Liz. I was just going to read your message that you gave yesterday. It was so perfect because the day you gave that message was the day that somebody made Not Such a Nice Video against RCC. And it was like, did you know that before God gave you that word?
Yeah, I think that's why he gave it to me, in fact. You know, he gave that to me late last night. It was like 10 o'clock last night, right before I went to bed. And, you know, he just gave it to me all at once. And so I wanted to go ahead and get it out there. I just kind of felt an urgency to get it out there last night.
Yeah, it's a beautiful word.
And I wanted to say thanks, too, to Chris Lauder. She read it this morning. I was listening to the archive of this morning show, and I really appreciate her reading that. And she did a great job narrating it.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris Slaughter. She's wonderful. Chris is like our host in the morning show. She's like a morning show host. I mean, without Chris, she keeps everything going and flowing. So thank you, Chris, and thanks for sharing that. She'll oftentimes tell me, like, hey, can you share Alana's word in the evening? I shared it in the morning. And I'm like, okay. So she's all over. She's like a really good bookkeeper. She keeps track of all these amazing prophetic words that people give us. Jim, did you have anything to share? Are you just calling in to listen because you're at work, or what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, I'm just driving home. I just wanted to listen, and I just wanted to say thanks to Chris, and love you guys, and hang
love
in there. And, you know, don't worry about the issues that we're having. They're not really real issues. We're just... It's just normal family stuff. Sometimes we get, division in every family, a little disagreements, but we're all in agreement on what's important.
Mm.
So no worries.
Exactly. Love covers it all. Love covers it all. It really does. The most powerful force is love. So amen. I agree that we just love anyone that wants to come and go. And, you know, we even love you when you make videos about, you know, us. It's okay. You know, listen, Jesus, he's a tough pastor. He can handle it. It'd be better if you directed it toward him. But if you have to direct it toward us, a lot of times what's happened in my life, I've been saved for 28 years. I'm 45, and I've been on fire for all 28 years. And what I've found often in my life is when people are mad at God, they get mad at me because I represent him. So there's been a lot of people in my family. My brother and mom haven't talked to me for 5 years unless they're threatening me on a text message. But it's okay because they're mad at God. I represent God, and they hate God right now for their different reasons. And so, but there's other family members I can talk to. But oftentimes, when God has you in a position where you are loving people and leading them to the Lord and mentoring them and helping them, oftentimes when they're struggling, they might take it out on you because you represent God, but you love them. You know, it's really not you. If they're mad at, their struggle is their internal struggle, and it's usually they're offended at God, you know, and I took me years to figure that out. I used to get so upset, people would be so mean to me, and I'm like, why are they so mean, you know? And God was like, you know, you represent me, and this is how I got treated. They nailed me to a cross, so you're gonna love them, and they're going to do the same thing to you, but can you still love them for me? And I said, okay, yeah, I will. So I'm used to getting, like, you know, beat up and stuff. I'm not going to lie that, you know, when I saw... other people that I love getting accused of stuff, that kind of makes me mad too. But you know what? It's all good. We can handle it. We're tough. We're a tough family. You know, we stick together. And we love the person that accused us, because usually people that are accusing you are the ones that are upset. You know what I'm saying? So, enough of that.
I think you broke up there, Judy. You must be on that walkie-talkie phone.
Yeah, I think it. Pat, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
Jim. Everybody's here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep that out. That thing. That was
Judy.
Judy, there. It was great for you to share that, Jim. Thank you. That was nice.
Yeah.
No problem. Thank you.
Needed it.
Yeah. We're all in agreement on that. We're all in agreement with our.
Oh my.
Everything. Our healing.
Now you have to remember the enemy is after us too. He can't stand us, so he's going to do everything he can for division and.
You're right.
You know, dissension and causing us to, and we have to be strong in God's love to not give in to that and understand where it's coming from. You know,
right.
And rebuke it. Yeah. And
mm-hmm.
move on to
mm-hmm.
the next thing. Yeah. Don't be discouraged, you know. Especially
maybe.
If you're trying to love the Lord, they're going to come after you. The demons are going to.
Oh, yeah.
They're stronger than ever because their time is limited.
Sam,
you
know, their time
right
is
now.
Limited. Oh, yeah. The,
yeah,
the
they're crazy now. They're crazy
YouTube
to get us.
And,
they hate us.
Totally. On YouTube and Facebook and all the people that I know, they're just under so much attack from the enemy. But
oh, yes.
Just got to remember, we have. Oh, it's. I mean, like last year was bad, but this year it's way, way worse. Way worse. So,
oh, yeah. The closer we get, the worse it will be. And we have to realize that. Well, we do realize it.
Focus on that we have victory because we have all authority and power.
Oh, yes, of course.
We're all demons. They
yeah.
tremble at the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
We have all, and we carry that authority and power.
Yeah, when things happen, I just say, Jesus, come on, let's just move on. Let's get past this and not let
oh,
it get
good.
To you, you know? Yeah.
Because
you know it's going to pass.
Good.
You know where it's coming from. So that's half the battle won. The other half is
yeah.
is dealing with it the way God wants you to deal with it, and you win. You get past
You're
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Sorry, you guys, my call dropped.
That's okay.
Hey, can we play on telephone on Joe's sister, Liz? Joe Greta's sister,
okay,
Liz?
Okay, sure.
I don't know how long,
yeah.
I don't know how long she can listen, and then we can continue on. Lord, we love you. We thank you so much for this beautiful day. We thank you that we've been able to gather twice now today. And we thank you that you are our leader, our pastor, the one we look to. You're the man, and we're so excited to gather under one in one body is Roman's vision. We're one body, and we're one in you, connected to you and to one another. And we thank you for the love you have. We thank you for our special brother, Joe Greta, who's such a blessing. And we want you to bless his sister, Liz, today. She's in town and visiting, and she's a special guest here for us, too. So, Father, we just pray for words from heaven, straight from you, straight to us, so that we can encourage her and bless her with what heaven is saying in Jesus' name. And, Father, I pray for Liz, as she's listening right now, Holy Spirit of mighty Jehovah God, that you would fall on her in a very precious way, touch her in her five senses, let her feel the presence, the almighty presence of you, Jesus. Just consume her with your power and your love and your presence and your peace. I pray a peace over her mind and her heart, a greater peace, a greater measure of your joy, overflowing, Father, starting right there in her belly. In Jesus' name, bless you, Liz. So, Liz, somebody in the chat room already has a word for you. Rojo, can you hear me okay, guys?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on the walkie-talkie, so I'm getting the other phone situation worked out, but it just hasn't happened yet.
Oh, okay.
So,
Don't
Rojo
worry about
in the chat room. And guys, when you give the words for Liz, please use her name because if people listen to the broadcast later on in the archives, we want to know who it's for. So Rojo in the chat room, God told Rojo, Liz, I have singled you out, my daughter. Liz, you are close to my heart. I have plans for you and long to put them in action. Your gown is pressed and ready.
Aww.
And Stacy in the chat room has a word from God. God says, Liz, you are ready to be blown away. Well, I have so much planned for you. Look around you, Liz. All that you can see is temporary. I have prepared a place of eternal bliss. You are mine. I will give you your every heart's desire.
Oh, that's so sweet. So sweet. I have one. Liz, stay close to me, little one. Share everything with me in full trust. Always be my precious little one. So many gifts I'm there reading my handwriting here. So many gifts await you. You will always be mine.
Is your sister on the air too, Judy? Is she listening or is she in the chat room?
No, I'm here. What's going on?
Joe's sister, is she on the air too, or is she in the chat room? Or?
Liz is not on the air, no. Joe's in the chat room.
Okay, okay.
Did you want to talk to her?
Yeah. Say that again.
I'm sorry, Keith, did you want to talk to Liz? Is that why?
Yeah, I don't know. Does she have a question or anything? Or?
I think that she just wanted a word from the Lord. I have some more words in the chat room, but if your sister Liz has a question for Keith or anything like that, you know how Keith just operates, you can just type it in chat for us, okay? Also, Stacy in the chat room says, listen, I hear your question. Yes, this is me, your Savior. I have known you before you were formed in your mother's womb. I knew you and created you. Yes, it is. And then God told Roman, Liz, you have much planned for you, daughter. Trust in my love and rest in it. Your love and smile makes me happy. So much awaits you, my princess, more than your mind can comprehend. You will be with me soon.
Very nice.
Okay, well, Jesus,
I've got a word for her. This is Keith. Okay, Liz, the main thing that Lord shows me is when he shows me your spirit, he shows that you have a very inquisitive mind and that you always want to know how things work and want to know details about things. You question things a lot, and God says he loves that about you and that he will answer anything that you have that you want to know. He says you kind of like to know what's going on before you walk down the path. You don't want to just walk blindly. And he says, so come to him and ask him. Ask God to give you details, you know, of your future. God can tell you your future. He knows these things. Ask him about, Lord, what's coming up for me? What's on the horizon? What's going to happen in this situation? What do I need to know to prepare for this situation, you know, and different things like that. Ask any question he wants and any question you want. God will... He'll give you those answers. He loves the fact that you have an inquisitive mind, so he wants you to know that. You know, he appreciates that. He says it brings him closer to you because you reach out to him more and allows him to get closer and show new things to you. You know, expand your world. You know, supernatural things and stuff. He also shows me that you definitely have a supernatural energy thing going on with you. Like you seem to be tuned into the supernatural. So God says to request supernatural things. And for some reason, he mentioned healing. So I think you've got a supernatural gift of healing. So you should be asking God to expand that so you can start praying over people. He said, put your hands on people and pray over them. He said, I will heal them. So start doing that. God says you have a lot of the gift of discernment, but you've got a lot of supernatural gifts going on there. So ask God to show you supernatural things. Ask him to bring supernatural things into your life. Ask him to expand that healing gift. And he says you can start by praying over your brother Joe. It's funny. So keep up the good work. Keep asking God for anything that you want to know. He likes your inquisitive mind. and expand on that supernatural healing gift. Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. That goes right in line with what Stacy said. She said, God says, listen, I hear your questions. Yes, this is me, your Savior. I have known you before you were in your mother's room. Yeah, so he hears your questions. He wants those. That's so cool. That went right in line with that. Also, Carol in the chat room, God says to Carol, Liz, I am writing my words in your heart, and I am anointing you with the oil of my peace and my presence. And I'm anointing you with my oil of peace, and my presence envelops you with my love. So, yeah. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Liz, I wish I could meet you. Joe is amazing. You have a great brother. We love him. Tana was on the line. We were in the middle of talking, and I didn't welcome her, so Tana hung up. I bet you she's at work. I bet you she was driving to work, but Tana, call back if you can. I'm sure that you probably just had to get on to work, but we were busy talking, and then I unmuted you, but I forgot to welcome you on. So beautiful. So, Liz, we're just glad you're here. There might be a word for you later on in the service, so if there is... I'll let your brother know. I'll let Joe know. And then if you guys aren't able to listen to the whole show, I know it's 2 hours. So anyway, I also forgot to welcome everybody, Stacy and Carol and Deborah. And we have three guests, and we would love it if you could please make a name for yourself. Joe and Chris and Nick and Alana and Raina and Rojo and Raymond and Sandy loves Jesus, a new person. We're glad you're here. She said that she's been in the chat room as a guest, but she finally made a name today. So we welcome you, Sandy, and we're glad you're here. And why didn't you guys say we do a little bit of worship? What do you think?
Sure.
And then I'm going to read Jim's words that he had for us, very encouraging words, love it, that the Lord gave him. And let's just, Lord, we just want to worship you together as a church, hear our praises. And as we praise you together with one song, one body, one mind, unite us together in your love and in your peace and in your power and in your presence. You're so good, Jesus. We love you. We love you. We can't get enough of you. So come and get us. Get us good on this worship song. All right, Liz, here we go. How deep is God's love for all of us.
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share. How deep is your love?
Love.
on the line? We have Pat and Leah and Keith and Jen. Does anyone on the line have a word for Liz? Okay. All right. Well, we're going to move on, Liz.
I read mine. Did you hear mine?
Oh, yeah. No, it was wonderful. Yeah,
okay. Because the phone just kind of went dead on me, and I thought maybe I got cut off because that happens once in a while. It just goes fluey on me.
Well,
okay, good.
Why don't you go ahead and do it again, Pat. Do it again.
Oh, okay. Liz, stay close to me, little one. Share everything with me in full trust. Always be my precious little one. So many gifts, precious one, await you. You will always be mine.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay. No, because sometimes the phone is weird.
Yeah, I know. Me too. During that worship song, I really like to see the way people worship in the chat room. Roman was saying beautiful things. He says, Lord, you are so amazing. Your love is so powerful to me. Lord, thank you for sorting out all the mess. Jesus, you are the best. I love being with you, and that is all I want, to see you, Jesus, so bad. You know, when I read people's worship in lines, it's like reading the Psalms in the Bible, but it's even more beautiful than the Psalms in the Bible, because Roman is a living Bible. He's a living, walking, breathing Bible. The Lord has put his words in him, and the Lord put his praises in his mouth, and when Roman says these beautiful things to Jesus in the chat room during worship, it always touches me. In fact, when I say it out loud, sometimes it chokes me up. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I just want to, I wanted to read what he put because it's so beautiful. He said, I want to see you, Lord. I really do. I can't wait to see with you. To see you and be with you, it'll be so amazing. You are everything to me. As long as I'm with you, I'm happy.
Yeah. Amen.
It's just beautiful. He just goes on and on. So if you haven't been in the chat room, I just encourage you to scroll down if you're listening to the show. Just go ahead and scroll down and see all the beautiful things that are going on in the chat room. There's 15 people in there, and when everyone gives their worship to the Lord at the same time, it's just beautiful. Rojo always makes the icons. The little things, sing and dance, is pretty funny. Anyway, so I'm going to read Jim's words. Jim's on the line, but he's driving. He's at work. But unless Jim wants to read it, do you have it available, Jim? Oh, okay, he can.
Hey, sorry. No, sorry. I was on mute, but yeah, I'm still driving, so. Thank you for reading.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and you know, I used to always read Alana's words, and I had no problem doing that, but it's just really fun when Alana calls in and reads it to actually hear her voice. But I'm really happy to read this, and thank you, Jim, for being obedient to the Lord and for letting the Lord, for speaking what the Lord tells you and being obedient. If your life wasn't obedient to him, we would never have these words. So I'm grateful for your obedience to the Lord. All right, here it goes. The word is yesterday. The devil is working hard right now to divide you, my bride, to give you doubts, to convince you that you are losing your crown. The spirit of fear, like always, is the culprit. Are you afraid that I won't find you worthy enough to be my bride because you are being yourself? I am angry, but I am not angry at you, my bride. I am angry at the spirits that seek to give doubt, to give you doubt. I am angry at the spirits that threaten you, that tell you I am a God who demands perfection from my children. I am angry at the spirits that tell men to preach fear in my name. Stop listening to men right now and seek your answers from me. Do not make yourself miserable worrying about what other people think. You are at the very end. Do not let fear creep into your heart at this point. It is always fear that destroys. It is always fear that allows spirits of evil to speak to you and counterfeit my voice. If you know me, you know that I love you and would never become angry at you for anything you could do in this life, for you know not what you do when evil spirits work through you. If you know me, you know that I love you and would never become angry at you for anything you could do in this life, for you know not what you do when evil spirits work through you. Wow, that's really sweet. If you are a man who preaches to others that being the bride of Christ is dependent on your ideas or behavior, you are in serious danger of being left to suffer tribulation. Your status as my bride depends on one thing and one thing only, your desire to be my bride right now, with the desire strong enough to leave the world behind and be mine right now. Don't you see that this is all I want from you? You have already accepted that Jesus is my son. You have already accepted that Jesus is your Savior. You have already accepted that Jesus is the bridegroom. Do you not know that salvation is not dependent on your works, and neither is being my bride dependent on your works? Salvation only depends on your belief that Jesus accomplished it, and being my bride only depends on your belief that Jesus will accomplish it. Reject the spirit of fear, and reject the spirit that says works are greater than grace. Your works will never bring you into my kingdom. You will never enter my kingdom based on how worthy people, including yourself, think you are. Only your faith will bring you to me. Have faith in me now and know for certain that you are my bride always. Blessed are you who are not afraid. Blessed are you who overcame all fear, who overcome all fear. Blessed are you who overcome all fear and don't and doubt by my perfect love. Yeah, blessed you who overcome all fear and doubt by my perfect love. You can overcome all that by God's perfect love. And all that is simply this. Put your hands up in the air. Or just do it in your head, you know, and just say, Lord, I believe in your perfect love. I believe that you love me. I believe that I'm worthy based on what you did. You died. And that nothing I can do can make me good enough. And I thank you for that work done for me. And then just thank him and then ask him to pour his love on you. It's very simple. It's kindergarten. You don't have to read five books. You don't have to read. You don't have to do anything to receive being a bride. You just have to believe that what God did was enough. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you, Jesus. For what you've done for us. You're so good. And thank you, Jim, for that word. It was a beautiful day to get that word.
Amen.
And, you know, sometimes what happens...
Awesome.
Really beautiful, honestly. Sometimes what happens is, this happened to me early on in my Christian walk. I would really take advantage if you're at RCC and you're a new believer. We have a lot of new believers. I know Jesus and neighbors only been in the Lord for 6 months. And so a lot of people thought he was saved forever, Jason Chambers, because he has such a powerful anointing to preach. God called him an end times minister. That's what God told me to tell him. And he was preaching like he'd been knowing the Lord for 30 years. But honestly, he's only been in the Lord for 6 months. He's always known about the Lord, but he hadn't really lived for God. In the last 6 months, God called him. Now, the thing is, what happens sometimes is that we have a powerful presence of the Lord in our lives. And what happens to some people, and this happened to him, is that you felt the presence left you, and you don't know why. So he was really struggling, and I was telling him, oh, that's normal. You know, I've been saved a long time, and if listen, you guys, take advantage of this. You're no less powerful if you're a new Christian. Okay, I'm trying to tell you that, but my 10-year-old is no less, you know, he's as powerful as me, and I've been saved, you know, 28 years. So what I'm saying is he, don't look down on anyone because they just got saved. On the other hand, if you just got saved, learn from old people that have been there. I've been knowing the Lord for 28 years. If I tell you something and you're struggling and I've been there, you'd be wise to listen, okay? That's in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And I'm just telling you, that's why he brings us all age groups, all experiences of life. But now, see, I can learn a lot of stuff from Roman. Roman's 18 in the chat room. I learned from Luco. He's 19. See, they're my brothers. My son, when the Spirit of the Lord fell on my son, who's 10, my sister and I said, you know what? He's not even my son anymore. He's become our brother in Christ. Because he's my son, okay? I'll always be his mom. But what I'm saying is the Lord changed the dynamic. He became our brother in Christ. Because when the Lord fell on him out of nowhere and decided to speak through him and announce all these things, he became our brother in Christ because, see, me and my son, we relate in spiritual matters as spirit to spirit, so I don't look down on him, okay? But oftentimes what happens is you're brand new in the Lord, and this happened to Luco, it happened to Jason, is that you feel the Lord's presence, and then sometimes you don't feel it, and you get insecure, and you think you did something wrong. So you think you need to fast and pray more or do something to get it back. And I was, Luco really listened to this and understood it now, and Luco's doing great. But the thing is, I said, Luco, that's normal. The Lord is trying to tell you that I'm with you always. You have to believe it by faith. And see, yeah. Early in my walk, I didn't have anyone to teach me that. So I was miserable in my Christian walk. After the first year and a half, I was miserable because I didn't feel a lot of the feelings that I had in the beginning, and I was thinking that the Lord was mad at me, that I was doing something wrong. Okay? Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah.
And what happened is that's a typical trick of the enemy then that gets you into works. Oh, okay, I need to fast more. I need to pray more. And so I spent another few years being miserable until the Lord taught me some things now. And that's why he brings us together as one, so we can encourage and uplift each other. See, we can learn one from another. And we do that, but we don't act like we're better than you. No one is. See, my son taught me something yesterday. When this thing happened with this video that came out about us, I went to my son. I said, what is the Lord saying? And my son told me what the Lord was saying. It was beautiful. So I need my son, and he needs me. We need each other. But some of us in the Lord that have been in here longer, we're not lording it over you, but we can tell you from experience certain things, and you'd be wise to listen. And, you know, when the Lord, when you feel like, you know, when Luca was struggling with this, Judy, is God mad at me? I don't feel like I used to. And I'm like, it's not your feelings. God's trying to teach you to walk by faith right now. I've been there. I've done this. Trust me. Just believe that he's with you by faith. Believe that he's not mad at you, even though you're not having, like, constant visions. The same thing happened to my son. You know, the Spirit of the Lord was, the presence of the Lord changed on him, and he wasn't having visions every, like, 5 minutes. And he was like, Mom, is God mad at me? And no, honey, he's not. He's just, God does what he does. And you just, now he wants you to believe by faith. And so I just want to encourage everybody out there, you know, when the Lord touches you as he wishes and desires. He's God. But he tests our faith. And even he's there whether you feel him or not. Okay, I feel the Lord very strongly. I've known him for 28 years, but I had years where I didn't feel a thing. And I wanted to be the person that fell over. I wanted to get holy laughter on me. I was wanting to be that person that, but I didn't feel a thing. And I used to go around the world and preach with my husband. And we preached the globe, and I would touch people and pray for them, and they fall over. And I'd be like, why are they falling over? And my husband would say, that's the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, I'm like, well, I want to fall. Like, I don't feel a thing, but all these people are falling and getting healed when I pray for them, okay? It's just what the Lord wants to do when he wants to do it, okay? It's very common when I lay my hands on somebody that they will feel heat and stuff like that. It's just what happens. Yeah. But it doesn't always happen, okay? So what happens is the devil tries to bring fear in because God doesn't always work the same way. God keeps us, you know, on our toes. God is not a formula. So I don't want to go on too much longer, but I want to say this. The honeymoon never ends, okay? It never ends.
I am
28 years later. I got saved at 16 and a half in my bedroom. I'm 45 years old. I'm more on fire and more in love with the Lord now. The honeymoon is bigger and better. Me and the Lord have been through so much.
Yeah.
That I am like, I have a depth to me in the Lord that only came from living a long life. And so if you're new in the Lord, learn from those who have been there. But also we learn from you as well. We learn from your fire. We learn from your passion. But, you know, don't think that you have to go into works because all of a sudden you can't feel the Lord. You know, and I know Luca will call in and share that whole experience. Him and I have talked on the phone in depth about it. The Lord really set him free from that. You know, he thought God was mad at him, and he's not, you know. So I just want to encourage you that God sometimes wants you to believe by faith that he's there even when you don't feel him. On the other hand, out of nowhere, he'll fall on you and test your five senses, and it's just fun as heck. He can do what he wants when he wants to do it, okay? That's all I wanted to say.
Great.
Amen.
Yeah, I wanted to say something, too, real quick. One thing to remember, too, is sometimes when we're new in Christ or even, you know, mature in Christ, you know, the gift of discernment is really powerful. Many times when you're walking on your path, you're on that narrow path headed into the rapture, you've got your walking companion with you, your friend that's helping you, and you know, all of a sudden the storms come over you and it's dark, there's trees everywhere that are looking like they're caving in on you, you know, growing around you, and you're like, Lord, what's going on? And maybe God is going to speak to you and say, well, you know, I want you to be more obedient in this area, you know, because you're new in Christ or I'm trying to purify you or whatever. And so oftentimes what happens is, you know, we're each walking through our different areas along the path. We're going through our different worlds, storms and clouds, and that may be what you're going through at the time. So then what happens is sometimes people, their discernment gets all screwed up, and then they think that they have to take that message and they'll go on YouTube or Facebook and tell the whole world that the world now needs to be obedient. Or, you know what I mean? It's like, wow. You know, remember, a lot of times the messages you get from God are about for you. You know, you got to figure out the difference between, is the message for me because I'm going through this in my life, or do I need to now help other people with this? you know. Sometimes God will tell you to help other people, and he'll want you to do that. But other times, the message is just for you, and he wants you to, he's refining you and purifying you and cleaning your life up and improving you. And that's it. You know, every message that you get from God is not necessarily something that you need to go and preach to other people. Okay, it's not something that everyone needs to change because you're going through this, and now the whole world needs to change this way. And sometimes I think a lot of Christians, they get all confused on messages, and many times God tells me the message was just for them, just to help them in their lives, and that's it. It wasn't meant to go make videos and this and that and change the world, you know. A lot of times when I watch YouTube videos, I'll see things like, you know, I saw a video recently where a guy said that God's going to punish you for 7 years because he was punished for 7 years. So that's a perfect example. Maybe he was or was not punished for 7 years. He says he was, but that doesn't mean everyone's going to be punished for 7 years. See how you can use something from God and you can turn it into something dark if you're not really, if, you know, if you're not using your gifts properly. So always make sure when you're hearing from God, you know, if before you go and take that message to the world, that you make it really clear from God. Ask him several times if you need to. Is that message for everyone else, or is it just for me, a trial that I'm going through in my life to improve myself?
Mm.
You know, many times those are just trials we're going through. And once we're out of it, we'll have different rose-colored glasses on, you know. My gift of discernment is very, very powerful. It absolutely is. So I can actually watch a video and tell if someone's actually projecting their problem onto other people. It's called projection. You take your stuff and you just project it onto other people. And it causes strife in the bride and stuff like that. That's why we have to be very, very careful with our gifts and how we use them, especially when we're young in Christ. You know, those are things that can really cause, God always tells me we want to help others. We want to advance the kingdom. We don't want to tear it down. You know, we want to keep the Christians advancing the kingdom and helping each other to build God's kingdom up. We don't want to be tearing each other down because there's no benefit in that. So always remember to use your gifts and ask God several times if you're not sure about if that message is from you. I mean, if it's a message is for you or is it for other people. And I think you'll start to, your gift of discernment will grow stronger because then you'll start to see the difference, like, oh, wow, this was just for me. Oh, wow, okay, Lord, now I know I got to go help someone with this one. Okay. So you'll start to see the difference. There's many layers with discernment. So always ask God to increase your discernment and show you how to discern even deeper things. And you'll be amazed. It's the most wonderful gift of all, as long as you're using it properly. That's all. That's what I have to say on that.
Very good.
Thanks.
Very good.
You know, Pat, when I was, again, I want to say there are no such thing as baby Christians, okay? There's no baby Holy Spirit. There's no baby Jesus. The minute you accept that powerful force of Christ in your life, you are as powerful as the person who's known him for 35 years, okay? That same God is living within you now. I want to say that, okay? So share and build the body up, okay? Jesus is coming to get us. It's time to shine, bride. It's time to shine. If you're struggling with something, and people that have been in the faith longer have been there, done that, you would save yourself a lot of trouble to go to somebody that the Lord leads you to. You know, always go to the Lord first, but then say, you know, I'm struggling with this or this. Can you help me? You'd be wise to do that, okay? There was many times in my Christian walk where I'm so grateful that God put people that had been in the faith longer than me to help me along. And it didn't happen a lot, but when it did, I was really blessed. I had to learn a lot of things the hard way. But what I'm saying is, you know, you have Grandma Pat here. She's 70. We have so many resources. Everyone on the line, Keith is really blessed in his gifting. We have all these people in the chat room. No, I don't have a cold, Roman. I'm eating watermelon. I sound kind of nasally, though. I do. I sound nasally. I don't know why I do. Anyway, but just be blessed, bride. We're here one for another, okay? But listen. My little buddy Luco, he's working, but I'm saying he's 19. He just got saved at Christmas, but the Lord told me, Luco has a word for you. Call him. So I called him. I said, hey, Luco, you have a word for me. I can't wait. I need it. God said you had a word for me. And he's like, I don't think I do. I go, okay, well, let me know when you get it. And he did, and it was the best word ever. So see, we're interdependent. You know, we depend on the Lord, but the Lord will use the body of Christ to build you up. So don't judge anyone based on their age, their gender, anything, you guys. Just, you know, go by the Spirit in all things. But also remember that, you know, it's good to get instruction. It's wise to listen to people who've been there and done that. Listen. And there's a there's a couple old wise jackasses here at RCC. And, you know, we've been dragged through the mud. We've lived a really long life, and we'd like to help you out if you want to listen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're at the end of time, so save yourself some trouble, you know? Like, it's just, you really don't have to, you don't have to go through a lot of the struggles that you're going through if you take a hold of the resource, first, number one, of Jesus Christ, and then of this beautiful body, this rapture-centric church the Lord put us all together to take advantage. With all of the power and all the people here and all the love here, there is not anything, there's no reason for you to have a bad day, really. There's not anything we can't overcome together. We've surrounded each other. We've helped pay people's rent. We've paid people's bills. We love each other. We're practical. You know, I like to think of us as the Church of Acts. You know, you can hop in the chat room and it'll still be open, you know. Joe Greco went through a really bad storm on his on the East Coast there, and he went in chat to go share his experience, and there was like four people up at like 3 a.m. and he's like, hey guys, there was a storm, and you know, just hanging out, you know. So yeah. We're really blessed to have each other in this last hour. Take advantage. That's all I wanted to say. Oh.
Great.
And oh, cool. Okay, Leah just sent me a word for Emily. Okay.
Good.
Anyway. That's enough of that. Should we do a worship song, guys? Oh, wait, listen, we have Carol on the line. So we have, okay, we have Grandma Pat, we have Leah, we have Keith, and we have Carol and Jim. So hi, Carol.
Hey. Hi, Carol. Happy Transition Day, everybody.
Okay. You too.
I love that.
you know, I just want to quickly close on the heels of what Judy was talking about to the new believers, those that are young in Christ or whatever. You know, you just came into the Lord's presence for the first time, and you're getting to know Him. You know, a lot of us have been around the block for years and years and years, and I just want you all to, you know, be encouraged that if you don't feel like praying, if you don't feel like worshiping, don't go by the feelings. Just jump in, you know. And we are so blessed to have the RCC, church group, Crazy Lovers of Jesus, because. If you don't feel like you know, talking to the Lord, get in chat, and you're going to end up talking to the Lord, whether you like it, whether you want to or not. Just because the love is so strong there, you know, it's so strong in us all. You know, just go back to listen to the archives, and you're just going to fall deeper in love with the Lord. You know, when I first got saved, it was such a strong salvation experience, if you want to call it that. And I was like literally on a quote-unquote honeymoon for about a month. But then, you know, that being in love feeling sort of just dwindled. And if you think about it, you know, I don't know, I've never been married, but I know that love grows deeper.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you have the same feeling that you did when you first fall in love. When you first fall in love, it's like you have those butterfly, you know, crazy lovey feelings. But then as you get to know the person, your love grows in a deeper way, where there's a lot of respect. Because you see the person's wisdom, you see the person's kindness, you see the person's love, his care, you see all of these real aspects of him, you know, and you just wow, so your love kind of tweaks, but it's very deep and profound, and you fall in love deeper, but it's just not like the giddy first you know. Experience of seeing someone and you're just like you're just smitten, you know, that smitten feeling, that feeling just because you don't have that smitten feeling doesn't mean you're no longer in love. You are.
Right.
You are. And, yeah, you know what? Right now, we're at the very end of the race, of the finish line. We're at the finish line. And everybody that is getting saved, everybody that's coming to Jesus right now, they've got the power, you know, and the abundance, the fullness of God in them. Judy's right. There are no baby Christians right now. You know, you're either 100% in Christ, or and this is not for those that just are coming into the Lord. There's going to be people. There are people out there that are dragging their feet because they've been in a religious system, you know, for umpteen years, and they feel that's the way they don't want to talk about the Lord's return. They don't want to talk about, you know, they don't want to share the excitement that we are experiencing right now. So, you know, for those that are just feeling like, I don't, you know, you might not feel anything, just jump in. Just jump in and just talk to the Lord and say, you know, I don't feel that. I may not feel anything, but I love you. And you know what? I thank you for loving me. Believe me, you're going to be bammed, bammed, bammed. We're all going to be smitten. We're all being smitten left and right. So that's what I just wanted to share and carry
Thank
on.
You. Thank you, love.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Karen. Amen.
Lovely.
So should we play a worship song? I don't know where Judy went. Judy?
One jump. Judy.
Judy?
Judy Booty. Judy Booty. I know she was in chat a second ago.
Maybe, Pat, why don't you read one of your things?
Oh, I've got beautiful stuff.
Thank you.
Just wait, Pat.
Amen.
Oh, you
okay.
guys, sorry. I had myself on mute. I can play a song.
That's okay.
I think you're really talking to myself. I don't eat tuna.
Well, Jesus heard you.
Oh my God, I love it. Okay, let's love the Lord together with a worship song, and I believe in a thing called Love to You. I do.
Mm.
Let's do this one.
Absolutely.
Here we go. I'll stand by you. Jesus is going to stand by us, and I'll stand by you. Here we go.
Amen.
Why you look so sad? The tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me. Ashamed to cry. Let me see you through, 'cause I've seen the dark side too. When the night falls on you, you don't know what to do. Nothing you confess could make me love you.
Hallelujah.
Wow, that's beautiful.
You know,
what a song.
When this song was playing, you know what I felt? Whew. You know, I was saying it in the chat room. I will always stand by you, Lord. I will not deny what you did to our child
right.
in November 19, 2013. I will not deny all the miracles, all the things you've done. Am I shocked you're not here yet? Yeah. But will I ever deny what you've done and how you told us to stop our lives and wait for you and quit
yeah.
our jobs and the things he had our family do? I will never.
Yeah.
I will always stand by the Lord and what he told me, and I will not
exactly.
fall away in unbelief. And if I'm the only one standing, because I know what he said, I know what he did, and I know he's coming. And everyone that's a part of this body here as we wait for the Lord, you know, you have had similar experiences, and that's what's drawn us all together. This is not a place for everybody. That's why Keith had the vision of this being a bus, people coming and going. It's okay. We're not a cult, okay? If the Lord just has you here for a month or two, and we want to bless you. And then if you feel like you need to leave, that's fine. There's no one's getting paid here. You know, no one's getting money. This is like the Lord's church, okay? And we love
yeah.
you, and we're so glad you're here. And there is a bunch of us, though, that have stuck together through thick and thin. And we stand by each other, and we've been offended by each other, and we've been challenged by each other. But we stick together in love, because that's what love does. It's easy to walk away and criticize people. That's so easy to do. How hard is that? How easy is that to just criticize and walk away, but to stay and to love and to let God have your issues and to love on people despite, that's the real church. That's the church of Acts. And I like
yeah.
to think that this is what God's doing with us in this last hour. I certainly have been the recipient of a lot of unconditional love here, and I'm so appreciative that we can wait with each other till he gets here. And, you
oh,
know.
Yeah.
Welcome, Jim, to the chat room. I want to welcome you. Also, Deborah, I'm glad you showed up. John Berthaud and Bill in the chat room. You must have gotten off work. And just welcome everybody. And, oh, Tana. Tana's back on the line. Hi, Tana.
Hey, Tana.
Hi, Tana.
Hi, y'all. Love ya.
Love ya.
And amen to what you're saying, Judy, and that's actually what a family does, no matter what. Unconditional love. You stick together through thick and thin.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen, Tom.
You get through it, you give it to God, and God will work through it, and he solves all your issues for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Well, I love you all. I love you, chat. I love you, everybody listening. I love you, to be online. Yes, Keith?
Did
everybody,
you do the morning
love
show
you, sweetie.
This morning?
No, I did not.
Chris?
Okay.
That was a good show.
What happened, Pat? Was it good?
It was just good. We just talked about everything and anything and sticking together, you know, as family. It's it was just good. It was just all about love, loving Jesus, you know, and supporting each other and, you know,
mm-hmm.
encouraging each other, you know. I was really happy to be on.
Okay.
Oh, man, you know, a lot of love.
Why don't you read one of your thingies, Pat?
Oh, I will. I'll give you a little longer reading. This really beautiful
please.
Words here. Yeah.
Thank you.
He says, when you give me a token of your love, this is going to sound a little familiar because I sent this to a couple of people. When you give me a token of your love, you give me so much joy. If you could only know, no longer to feel a stranger, the one left out in the cold, as I am for most people. Gabrielle, and when he says Gabrielle, he's saying everybody. It's all of us because before, in the beginning of this book, he told her, the same grace that you have received from these my words, it's for everybody. So he says, Gabrielle, get to know me better. Talk to me intimately. I'll place your words like a bouquet of myrrh on my heart. Adore my love, my need love for you. Adore the extremely delicate way in which I share my secret thoughts with you and make you aware of my desires. And try to be for me a little of what I am for you. You see how awkward I am at asking? Your freedom often prevents me from saying what I should like to say to you. It's as though I were waiting for you to discover by yourself what my heart desires and what is not my joy when you guess. And then he says, today may I express a desire. You're listening? I should like you to acquire the habit of seeing me in everyone. In the little daily incidents, too, to see me everywhere would be to think of your Savior always. Make an effort to do this as you commemorate the last fourth night of my life. She was thinking of his passion. And do this as tenderly as you can. Your reports with others will be charged in a way that will charm them. Oh, don't be afraid of having too much unction. This is the way the good touches. Evil seeks to seduce, doesn't it? So charm, Gabrielle. It will be I through you who charm. Since you offer me your humanity, I'll know how to use it. You often attribute something to yourself when it is I expressing myself in you. The other day, remember, you said something to X, meaning you didn't put the name of the person, that touched her so deeply that she hid her tears, and you thought, that wasn't from me. It's clear that we're together, isn't it? He says, just as wrong desires are the source of all evil, so good desires are the source of all good. So formulate many of these daily desires for our oneness, for your purification, for contrition, the desire to meet me at every moment. So there you go.
Let's soak that in with some Bill Oley music. I really want us to soak that in. Thank you so much, Lord, for that word. Let's soak that in right there. Here we go. God is king, robed and ruling. God is robed and surging. And yes, the world is firm, immovable, your throne ever firm, your eternal. Sea storms are up, God, sea storms wild and roaring, sea storms and thunderous breakers, stronger than mighty than wild sea storms, mightier than sea storm breakers, mighty God rules from high heaven. What you say goes, it always has. Beauty and holy mark your palace rule, God, to the very end of time. Every time I hear Bill Foley's music, I always want to read something from the psalm. His flute playing makes me want to read that. So, Bill, thank you for your talent. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you,
if
Bill.
Anybody else has, I always want to read the psalm.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Love you, Bill.
Hannah, how's your day?
Oh, it was good. I just finished my SpongeBobbage. It was good. We had heat sets, so I had 40-minute breaks and 20 minutes on set all day.
Oh.
So it was nice, relaxing, hot but good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it is hot.
Yeah,
it's like 90-something here in
California.
Wow.
Judy, is it hot where you're at? Because we're going through, like, it's like 97 West Hollywood. It's never that hot here, ever. It's usually 78
or
97. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, 90 where we're at.
Wow.
And we're in the 80s here, so.
Really? We're moving to Vegas. It's hotter here. Go ahead, Judy.
Yeah. Did you guys feel the earthquake today? There was a one in Oregon where Luco is. I'm going to call him later and see if he felt it. It was like a 4-1 or a 5-1, and then there was a 6-8 in Panama.
Uh-huh.
In Panama, yeah.
There's a 7.0, a 7.8. Oh, they upgraded a 7.0 in Panama today. That's huge.
Whoa, that's huge, yeah.
It is huge. Gosh.
Wow.
Come on, people.
Here we go.
Come on.
What's
the Lord
happening?
Said in the Bible that before he came back, that there would be an increase in earthquake. We've never had earthquakes. It's exciting.
Yeah.
We celebrate it because we know we're leaving. So
going home.
It's exciting.
Going
very
home.
Exciting.
Yes. As long as nobody gets hurt, we are so excited.
A lot of people are seeing May as the rapture, you know, May 28th. This one guy said that he saw the signs in the heavens of the Revelation 12 sign with the woman with the stars around her, and that there's two different dates in Daniel. And so one of them pointed to the April 15th red blood moon, but the other one pointed to May 14th. But then he said he found, he thinks it's a countdown, though, for 12 days to, I think, May 28th when it's a resurrection day. It's called Ascension Day. And he thinks, he says based on the signs, he just finds all these signs that are in the Bible with the, and he says these things are not movable, you know. So he's really feeling that we're doing a 12-day countdown before we hit the Ascension Day. It makes sense. I mean, these signs are they're the start of the tribulation. He said there's two possible, April 15th, May 14th, but this one looks like it's pointing to the 28th, he said, on Ascension. So a lot of people are seeing May, and I wouldn't be surprised because we are so just, we're already over the edge. Just any time, boom, we disappear, we'll be up there.
Yes,
it's all
true.
Just before that final thing hits, and that's it. All of it is set right now for us to go right now, so we should be expecting any time to just be gone. Thank God. Thank you, Lord.
I hope Rhody calls in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm ready to go today.
What,
Tana? Nothing, I was just saying, I'm ready to go today.
Oh,
praise
amen.
God, right now. Praise God.
The translation is ready to go. We can leave today. And the Lord actually he's encouraging us to believe it today.
Yes.
So I do.
Yes.
I really do.
Yes.
I just texted
Rhody
to call in. So he, like I said, he was going to try to sneak away from work. He might have just not been able to. But I'll just relate to you what Rhody said. The Lord was giving him a bunch of different signs. But I don't remember it all because it was kind of late when he called and he was so excited. But basically the Lord, the bottom line of what he was telling me was, Judy, I really believe the Lord's revealing to me that we're leaving on May 28th of this month. And he, a whole bunch of reasons why, but the only one I remember is the new moon, but there was so much more. And he was going to make his bid, but he didn't get to it. But that's exciting. Also, Alana in the chat room, I forwarded her word to a lot of people, and the Lord has really shown her this week, and the Lord has shown Destin this week, and a lot of people have been getting the month of, you know, M. Bell got May 15th. Katie, I talked to Katie a lot yesterday and today, and she got the 15th of this month. And so it's just,
15
it's a great
roses.
Week. That's right, and they were white. They
yes,
were white.
My favorite.
And that's so odd to get 15
yes,
and not 12.
Yes, odd. Very odd.
Yeah.
Very odd.
Yeah. And Roman saw the wedding on stage, and Stacy saw the ring, mm-hmm. the wedding ring. Mm-hmm. So we're all talking about wedding right now. So we're getting married.
Yeah.
And Judy, I never got that word for Alana. Will you forward? Will you send it to me? I never got it. If you sent it to me, please. I know you said you're going to, but I never got it.
Oh, Tana, I didn't. You know what? You have two emails, and sometimes when I send it to one of them, it comes back to me. So you didn't get it?
No, I didn't get it. It's the Tea Leaf Scott. The one
okay, then
sent.
I'll send it to the other
SCC
one.
Global. Yeah, Tea Leaf Scott, SCC Global.
Yeah,
I have, like, zillions of emails. You know, you have a lot of phones. I have a lot of email addresses.
Yes. We're so important. We're so important.
Yes, in our own minds, we are so important.
You know, you guys,
from getting hacked
other
too.
Number, the other number that people, it doesn't work. So if you're ever trying to contact me, call the 408 number. I give my number out if anyone needs encouragement. But the other number is disconnected because we didn't like that phone, so we're doing a different plan. We just haven't gotten around to it. I keep thinking we're going to leave, so I'm never in a hurry to do anything, you know. I'm like, well, it's
true.
Maybe give me a day, you know. So anyway, guys, shall we worship? This is kind of like a lazy day. I feel everyone in chat's kind of quiet. I think everyone's just kind of relaxed. Maybe there's too many GMOs in their food or something. I don't know, but oh my goodness! I think we're just ready to go. We need to step it up with this.
Yes.
Let's just do our God's Not Dead song. That'll make us party, huh? Let's party.
Yeah,
it's
I love that. Yeah, my dance song.
Fall, come shake the ground. with the sound of revival. Let heaven roar and fire fall. Come shake the ground with the sound of revival.
Okay, Sandy, she's the apple of my eye. I love her. She has my heart. She's, we're all apples of his eye, a lot of us. I get that a lot.
Mm.
Well, Sam, I think we need to get on the train. I think we need to hop on that train.
You want a word for Sandy? Sandy.
If you have one, sure.
Yep. Welcome, little one. Welcome to my love. Know my arms are always about you, and I long to have you with me forever.
God's not dead, he's truly alive, he's living on the inside.
Roaring like a bomb.
He's roaring, he's roaring.
I really love it.
He's roaring like a lion, because we are warrior brides. Roar.
Amen. Roar.
Rojo gave me this song. Let's see if this works.
Oh, it's a good one.
Uh-oh, are we going to make you cry, Pat?
What, dear?
Good one.
This is a good one.
This is a very good one.
beautiful. Perfect.
That's a good song.
Great song.
You know what's cute is Raina sent that song to me and Rojo sent it, but they both sent me the same song. Isn't that cool?
That's God.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because I said, Rojo, did you send this? And Raina said, no, I did. And Rojo said, so did I.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. It's great. It's really nice to worship the stuff that everybody likes. You know, I know my son is real picky. He's like, Mom, turn that off. Yeah, it made me cry. That one made me cry.
Oh, yeah.
I got the Mama Pat anointing, and I was crying on that one.
Oh, there's quite a few we cry to, my dear. Oh, yeah. Holy Spirit, fall on us all. Amen, hallelujah.
Hey, you guys, which was up, Keith? Today's Tuesday, but on Friday of this week, Keith is going to be moving. And let's just pray for everything to go. I mean, listen, we might not be here, okay? Let's really hope he's moving to heaven. But
yes.
Let's just pray, like even starting today for Keith, that the Lord keeps him strong because, you know, he doesn't feel well, you guys. His health isn't good.
It's hard.
At the moment. Let's continue to pray for his healing and for the smooth move for him and for everything. Let's just lift up our brother Keith right now. Can we do that?
And for the driver to stay awake. Energy for the driver to stay awake.
Right.
Yeah. Tana's the driver. I mean, what a cool family, huh? Tana's driving.
Oh, that's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Yeah, let's pray for Tana and for Keith and Ken, right? Ken's your brother, right?
Yeah, Ken, yeah.
Yeah.
Pray for Keith. Keith can pray for me. I'll be all right.
If you're in the chat room, if you could throw up some prayers for Keith and Ken and Tana as they move,
Thank you. And right now,
even as they're packing and doing a lot of things, let's lift up Keith. Let's continue. I pray for Keith's healing. We continue to believe, Lord, that you will, the manifestation of this healing will manifest. Today, Lord, we thank you for a safe move. We thank you for bringing all the help. We thank you for nothing going wrong, this being a smooth move, a smooth transition. Of course, we want to go up, but if he's here for this transition, we just want to cover it with your blood and Jesus' name.
Thank you so much.
I just want to thank everybody in the chat room for doing that, too, for caring so much and other people listening. And we really want to thank you so much. It means, every one of you, it means the world to us. Thank you.
Yeah. Keith, you belong to the Lord. Go ahead.
I was going to say, if we're here at that time, please translate us while we're driving so we don't have to drive to Vegas, please. Thank you, Jesus. Without an accident. Thank you.
Yeah, you all belong to the Lord, so you can be sure that he's going to have angels, anyone to help you and be with you and protect you and give you every grace you need to get through this successfully, because he loves you, and you love him.
Thank you, God.
So it's so simple. It's that he's going to take care of you no matter what it is. No matter what it is, he's there. He's got you. So don't worry.
Amen. But we're out before then, so no worries.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Tana. And if not, we're going to listen to RCC in the car on the way there, but we're out of here. Praise God. Lord, take us up right now.
Well, you know, he'll bless you no matter what's happening. You know, you've been praying about it, so, I mean, just enjoy the trip. Either way, enjoy the trip.
Thank you, Pat. Yeah.
Either you're going to go straight across or straight up.
And you're right, Pat. I mean, you're right, Pat. That's what it is. It's like
all
you pray
of you guys.
About it, and then you just rest in faith, you know.
Lord, whichever way to go, you're with him.
Amen. I pray straight up.
Me. We'll meet you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord, we're getting nutty. You got to come get us. Have mercy on our insanity because we're desperate.
Love. It's all about love. Love makes the world
it
go.
It is. It's all
love,
about love,
love,
honey.
Love. You know,
love, love, love. Isn't there a song called that? Love, love, love. Is there a song?
All we need, there's one. All we need is love.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know, people that are bothering you, it's not because they're trying to. It's because It's not there. God's love is in there. They just, you know, there's love. They're lacking love. Most of them, they're lacking love in their lives. So.
Yeah. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. We got to say the same thing. I forgive you. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. It's all about love. Everybody just needs love.
Yes, that's right. And we have 25 seconds left, so Spirit of Christ say,
Love you, Jesus. Love everybody.
Thank
love you,
Jesus.
You all.